Describe the genesis of this hunger strike by prisoners. When, why, and how did it start?
Well, the current hunger strike began at the beginning of July, actually 10 years to the date from another hunger strike, also started by inmates at Pelican State Prison in this what's known as the Security Housing Unit, which is the high security unit of Pelican Bay, which it happens to be California's highest security prison. And it was started over conditions within these isolation units, these windowless isolation units, and also over why and how the prison system locks men in these units and the long length of time many of them have to spend in these units. So it's over how they get in and why they get in, and it's also over the conditions inside these units.
Describe, number one, the conditions in these security housing units, and then number two, how it's determined that prisoners should be housed there.
The security housing units, particularly the one that was built in Pelican Bay State Prison and opened in 1989, is windowless. It's highly secure in the sense that inmates are generally housed alone. They're housed in what's known as these pods. They do not leave their cell at all except for around an hour of exercise time they get individually. But that takes place in an adjoining concrete exercise pen. They don't go outside. In fact, they don't see the outside at all, unless they have a very infrequent visit, for example, to a medical facility, or they go to a court for a trial. So it's an interior life. It's a little bit eerie at Pelican Bay SHU because it's all white. It's almost an antiseptic, almost a hospital-like feel. It's creepy. And for these inmates, they really have little contact with each other. Even the cell doors themselves, you can't really see out of. So in many ways, it's like living in a windowless box. And they have very, very, very limited contact with other people.
And why are they sent there?
Inmates are sent for two basic reasons to the security housing unit: for committing some heinous offense behind bars, perhaps a murder, or for being validated, and using the department's word terminology, for being considered an associate or a member of one of seven prison gangs. And it's important to point out that an inmate doesn't actually have to commit a specific offense, like a murder or an assault, to be sent to the security housing unit. The department has a procedure of validation where they will, if they have three pieces of evidence, could be a drawing, could be a tattoo, could be associations, that can be enough for them to determine that you're a member of a prison gang or an associate, and that's enough to send you to the security housing unit. It's also worth noting that inmates sent to the security housing units on gang validation are sent for what's known as indeterminate terms. And this is a very controversial practice because it does mean that some men have been languishing in these security housing units for years. It is worth noting, I have interviewed a number of inmates who were very active in prison gangs and who were very open with me about the fact that they were running criminal rings and ordering assaults and all sorts of things, even after they were sent to the security housing unit. So there's no doubt that there are inmates who are dangerous and who certainly experts would assert need to be separated from the regular prison population.
And how many people are estimated to currently be on strike?
Well, the strike started at Pelican Bay. It spread to three other prisons. As of today, there are over 400 inmates refusing food. Now, it's important to point out that state officials say, while there's a core of inmates who they believe have not eaten for nearly 3 weeks, there are other inmates who've kind of gone off and on. They've eaten some things, then stopped eating, and then started again in a sort of solidarity with the core strikers. So it's a little bit unclear how many inmates have not eaten for the last 3 weeks who have completely not eaten, but it's clear that there is a core group who haven't, and we've seen reports from the state of weight, some inmates losing as many as 25 pounds. And you know, when you lose more than a tenth of your body weight, physicians start getting worried that you could really be on your way to some serious consequences. And also the department announced this morning that several inmates are showing symptoms of starvation.
And what are the prisons involved besides Pelican Bay?
The prisons include Corcoran, which also has a security housing unit, and Tehachapi. There's another hunger strike going on that's somewhat separate from the strikes that are going on in these security housing units.